Right now, today, as a candidate, he supports federal taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. I disagree with him on that. That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. You are the single biggest liar.
All right.
This guy lied. Let me just tell you. This guy lied about Ben Carson when he took votes away from Ben Carson in Iowa. And he just continues. And today, we had robocalls saying Donald Trump is not going to run in South Carolina, where I'm leading by a lot. I'm not going to run. Vote for Ted Cruz. This is the same thing he did to Ben Carson. This guy will say anything. Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues.
All right, John, I get to respond.
Senator Cruz, pick from the buffet there.
He's a nasty guy.
I will say it is fairly remarkable to see Donald defending Ben after he called him pathological and compared him to a child molester, both of which were offensive and wrong. But let me say more broadly, you notice Donald didn't disagree with the substance that he supports taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. And Donald has this weird pattern. When you point to his own record, he screams, liar, liar, liar. If you want to go...
Where did I support it? Where did I support it? Hey, Ted, where did I support it?
If you want to go and watch the video, go to our website, tedcruz.org.
Where did I support it, Ted?
Out of Donald's own mouth.
When we were did I support it?
You supported it when we were battling over defunding Planned Parenthood. You went on television and said Planned Parenthood does wonderful things and we should not defund
it. Well, it does do wonderful things, but not as it relates to abortion.
So tell me, what are the wonderful things?
Excuse me.
What are the wonderful things it does?
There are wonderful things having to do with women's health.
You see, you and I disagree on that.
Not when it comes to abortion.
The reason principle matters, sadly, was illustrated by the first questions today. The next president is going to appoint 1, 2, 3, 4 Supreme Court justices.
John.
If Donald Trump is president, he will appoint liberals. If Donald Trump is president, your Second Amendment will go away.